Praise God, we're blessed to have Pastor Jolie among us this afternoon. First time in this building? Praise God. I appreciate that some of you might not know Pastor Jolie. I just wonder if you'd like to come and just share a little bit about yourself. Minister later on, but come and share something now. Just
praise the Lord.
He's been a friend for a long time. Praise God. Thank you.
Amen.
Is that on?
Yeah.
Is it on?
We give glory to God. It's really good to be here indeed. Amen. It's my very first time in this new venue. You know, when Andrew told me about the way the Lord has arranged everything for this venue to be available for the church, I said, this is a gift from God. Amen. This is a gift from God. I have been a friend of this church for many years now. I really feel home when I'm here. This is pretty much my home. Amen. I feel comfortable here. And I rejoice with you for this gift of God. Amen. I rejoice. I personally believe that God has something to do with this church. Amen. Every gift that God gives us, it's for us to use it and to produce more. So this is not just for you and me to enjoy the new venue. It's because there is a job to do. There is a work to do. Amen. And I want to be part of that job. I want to be involved in the great things that the Lord will be doing in this place. Amen. I'm really blessed to be in this place. There are some wonderful people here. I've been through some challenges in my life, and I found a lot of comfort coming here. I found a lot of support from leadership in this church. I found a lot of friends in this church, and I'm really happy to be here. So may the Lord bless you. And I just want to encourage you. I know it's not the word yet, but I just want to encourage you that God has something to do with this place. Amen. God wants to do something. God wants to do something. I just remember quickly the story of Peter. You know, Peter has been a fisherman for many years. He had the experience of dealing with water for many years. But he never thought it would be possible one day to walk on water. Amen. Until he became close to Jesus, he walked with Jesus, he saw that this Jesus is a strange man, is a supernatural man. And the day the Lord said to him, you can walk on water, he stood up and walked. I want to tell you, church, that we have been dealing with church things for many years. We have our experience, bad and good, but there is a high level that we can reach. There are things that never been done before in this church that we can do. There are limits that we can remove. Amen. There are boundaries that we can push forward because everything is possible. Peter never thought that it is possible outside his comfort zone, but it is possible indeed. Amen. I just want to challenge you and say to you, this gift that the Lord has given us is for us to take it forward. It's for us to make move, to go forward, to remove limitation. We can walk on water in Doncaster. Amen. We can make history in Doncaster. I say we can make history in Doncaster. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Praise God.
Thank you. When Pastor Jolie stood up and talked about Peter, I thought, oh no. He's not going to preach what I want to say. But he didn't. But I also want to talk about Peter.
Jabo Pastor Julia aru binnu bhayo ani wale aba jabo boldai hununthe ani wale ji Petrus ko barema boliraknu bhako thiyo ani mo chai ta basera sunirheko thiyo ani ma sunda chi la elle aba maile je bhanna khojeko tei bo bhanna ate kya ho jasto lagira thiyo.
He's good, isn't he? Now into your talents. I've got this image of Peter as being a man's man. Maybe a little bit short-tempered. Certainly not one to suffer fools gladly. I think at times he got a bit exasperated with the others.
Some
it said that Peter was the one who went to Jesus and said, "How many times do I have to forgive?"
अनि हामीले बाइबलमा हेर्दाखेरि अब पत्रुस नै थियो जसले चाहिँ अब प्रभु येशु ख्रीष्ट कहाँ गरेर गएर अब हामीले मानिसले अब हामीलाई नराम्रो गर्दाखेरि उसलाई कतिचोटि माफी दिनु भनेर भन्ने ऊ मात्र थियो सातचोटि
And I can imagine the shock on his face when Jesus said 70 times 7.
अनि मैले अब प्रभु येशु ख्रीष्टले अब जब पत्रुसलाई अब सातचोटि मात्र होइन तर 77 चोटि फर्गिभ गर भन्दा माफ गर्नु भन्दाखेरि अब पत्रुसको मुख जसँग भएको मैले अहिले चित्र देख्छु
आई थिङ्क पीटर वाज भेरी मच अ म्यान अफ एक्सन
अनि पत्रुस चाहिँ भन्नु हेर्दाखेरि ऊ चाहिँ अब एकदमै अब धेरै काम गर्ने मानिस थियो बोली भन्दा पनि धेरै काम गर्ने मानिस
I think he showed that in the garden when he cut off Caiaphas's servant's ear.
अनि हामीले त्यो देख्न सक्छौँ जब चाहिँ अब प्रभु येशु ख्रीष्टलाई अब पक्रिन आएको बेला त एकजनाको कान काटेको थिएन पत्रुसले त्यसरी हामी देख्छौँ कि पत्रुस चाहिँ धेरै हातहरू चलाउने मान्छे थियो अनि धेरै काम गर्ने मान्छे थियो भनेर
But he comes across to me as a really solid, dependable friend.
तर जब मैले पत्रुसको पढ्छु पत्रुस चाहिँ मेरो लागि एकदमै कडा एकदमै अब एकदमै कडा साथीको रूपमा मैले पत्रुसलाई देख्दछु
And a great disciple.
अनि एकदमै राम्रो चेलाको रूपमा म पत्रुसलाई देख्दछु
You know, Peter wasn't always called Peter.
तपाईँलाई थाहा छ पत्रुस सधैँ पत्रुस भनेर बोलाइदिन थियो
As with so many other people in the Bible, his name was changed.
अनि धेरै बाइबलमा धेरै मानिसहरूको नाम चेन्ज भएको जस्तै पत्रुसको नाम पनि परिवर्तन भएको थियो पहिला
His name was Simon.
पत्रुसको पहिलाको नाम चाहिँ साइमन थियो
And Jesus told him that he was going to be called Peter or Petra.
अनि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले चाहिँ उहाँलाई हेरेर भन्यो आजदेखि तिम्रो नाम पत्रुस नभए पेट्रा भनेर बोलाउँछु भनेर भन्नुभयो
He would probably be known in those days as Petra.
अनि पहिलाको त्यो ठाउँमा चाहिँ पत्रुसलाई पेट्रा भनेर चिनिन्थ्यो
One translation of the word Petra is rock.
अनि एउटा ट्रान्सलेसन होइन एउटा अब त्यो ट्रान्सलेट गरेर हेर्दा त्यो ट्रान्सलेसनको पेट्रो भन्नेले कि ढुङ्गा भनेर चिनिन्छ
It is written that Jesus said that Peter would be the rock on which he built his church.
बाइबलमा लेखिएको छ कि पत्रुस भन्नाले चाहिँ अब पत्रुस भन्नाले चाहिँ ढुङ्गा अनि त्यो ढुङ्गामा चाहिँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले आफ्नो चर्च खडा पार्छु भनेर भन्नुभएको छ
But another translation of the word Petra is stone or pebble.
अनि अर्को ट्रान्सलेसनमा चाहिँ अब सानो ढुङ्गा कि द पेबल भनेर चिनिन्छ
And I think there's something of Peter in all of us.
अनि म यस्तो विचार गर्दा चाहिँ त्यो पत्रुसको भएको कुरा हामी सबैसँग छ
I think we are pebbles.
अनि म यस्तो विचार गर्दा चाहिँ हामी त्यो सानो ढुङ्गा हौ
Now when a lot of pebbles are cemented together
जब त्यो सानो ढुङ्गाहरू सिमेन्टमा लगाएर एकैचोटिमा बनाउँछ
तिनीहरू
चाहिँ यस्तो कङ्क्रिट बनिजान्छ त्यो भुइँको कङ्क्रिट हुँदैन त्यस्तो बनिजान्छ सानो ढुङ्गाहरू मिसाउँदा
And when you reinforce concrete with steel,
जब अब तपाईँहरूले कङ्क्रिट र स्टिललाई एकचोटि मिसाउनुहुन्छ
it can take a direct hit.
अनि त्यसले चाहिँ एकदमै कडा मजबुत भइजान्छ
And withstand it.
अनि एकदमै जे जेमा पनि थाम्ने गरी बलियो भइजान्छ
Now, we're pebbles.
अनि हामी सबै त्यो सानो ढुङ्गाहरू हौ
सिमेन्टेड टुगेदर इन द लभ अफ जीसस
प्रभुको मायासँग सिमेन्ट भएर जोडेर हामी एउटा त्यो सानो ढुङ्गाहरू जोडेर भएको छौँ
अनि रिइन्फोर्स्ड बाइ द वर्ड अफ गॉड
अनि हामीलाई त्यो चाहिँ प्रभुको वचनले हामीलाई एकसाथ ल्याउँदछ
देन वी कैन विथस्टैंड एभ्रीथिङ द डेविल थ्रोस अगेन्स्ट अस
जब हामी प्रभुको वचनमा जब एकआपसमा हुन्छौँ त्यति बेला चाहिँ शैतानले जे ल्याउँदा पनि हामी एकसाथ भएर खडा भएर बलियो साथ उभिन सक्नेछौँ
आमेन
आमेन
On Tuesday, we intend to have a work day here.
हामी यो ट्युजडेमा चाहिँ हामी अब एउटा सकेसम्म एउटा काम गर्ने दिन बनाउन खोजिरहेछौँ.
At 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 बजेतिर बिहानको.
So if the ladies could bring rubber gloves and cloths.
अनि अब तपाईँ अब हामी केटी मान्छेहरूले चाहिँ अब रबर ग्लोभ्स कि त त्यो पुस्ने कपडाहरू ल्याउनु भयो भने
then we will get rid of some more cobwebs.
अनि त्यसो भयो भने चाहिँ हामी मिलेर यहाँको फेरि त्यो माकुराको जालाहरू सबै हटाउन प्रयास गर्नेछौँ
And gentlemen,
अनि केटा मानिसहरू चाहिँ
If you can bring a spade and if one of you can lend us a wheelbarrow.
अनि अब तपाईहरुसँग कोहीसँग त्यो खन्ने स्पेड छ भने हैन नम्बर व्हीलबैरो छ भने त्यो हैन तपाईहरुसँग छ भने त्यो अब हामीले बोरो गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ भने
We want to put a border around the church.
हामीले चाहिँ चर्चको यस चर्चमा एउटा बोर्डर राख्न ट्राई गर्ने छम
This will stop spiders coming in.
अनि त्यसले चाहिँ नि त्यो माकुराहरु चर्च भित्र आउनमा रोक्ने छ
And in the spring it will look very attractive when we plant flowers.
अनि स्प्रिङको सिजनमा चाहिँ एकदमै राम्रो देखिन्छ जब हामीले बिरुवाहरू रोप्दाखेरि
make this house of God even more beautiful than it is.
अनि हामी यो प्रभुको घरलाई अझै अझै एकदमै राम्रो बनाउने छौँ
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
धन्यवाद.
Thank you, Daniel.
Always a pleasure.